BeastNet is brought to you by James Safety Services and in partnership with Beast OCR. Here we discuss all things OCR and fitness related, running, endurance, conditioning, rucking, and more. Welcome to BeastNet.
Hey everybody out there in BeastNet land, this is Kyle, aka Hammer, and on this week's episode of BeastNet, we will be talking to Harold Allen about ultra marathons, running 31 marathons in 31 days to raise mental health awareness. So, how's it going, Harold?
Hey man, it's going pretty good. You know, it's going pretty good. You know, I'm just getting ready to lay down, getting in, just taking it in. You know, it's relaxing. Got a big 100-mile race coming up next week, so I'm just taking it easy. You know.
Hey, there you go. So, cool, man. So I'm gonna jump right into it. Don't want to take up too much of your time this evening. So, how'd you find your love of running, man? Like, what gets you into this?
Well, you know, I found my love for running. You know, I found my love for running. You know, it was just I was working at Taco Bell. You know, and you know, like I said, I was my manager at the time. You know, they had his 5K. You know, it was coming up, so he wanted the people at the job to just get involved. It was this 5K run. You know. And just come spread out, you know, at the 5K run, I was the only one to show up at the 5K run, and it just led from there, you know. From there, I just built on up, you know.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, obviously, you probably started out, you know, doing 5K, and then you did, like, a couple more. So, how did that progress into, how did that go from running 5Ks into just like ultra marathons and stuff like that, these super long distances?
Oh man, it just grew into a cup because of the kind of person that I am. You know, I'm just a competitive, and my competitive nature side, and I mean it's like. I always wanted to discover and to find more. You know, I always wanted to discover and to find more and learn more. And you know, so I can't take all the credit for myself, you know, because it's so many people that's so involved with, you know, creating me to be the person who I am. You know, it was so many people that inspired me, you know, and it's a tough road, you know, and, you know. So I'm thankful, you know. I'm very thankful, but it's a tough road, you know, cause like, and it's being the only guy from, you know, from Bainbridge, you know, the only ultra marathon runner from Bainbridge. It's at times it's challenging, but it's blessing at the same time, because when I explain to people and tell them of my journey, of my story, and they be like, wow, you mean telling me you're the only guy from where you're from that run 100 miles? You know, so with that being said, I do basically all my running and all my training by myself, all solo runs, you know. It's all solo runs, you know. So it's tough, man. But see, the part about what a lot of people don't get and they don't understand is when you're doing a lot of solo like that, you know, you're building yourself more mentally. So you got to be mentally prepared when you get to the kind of event, too. You know, you got to be willing to, you know, because it takes a lot of mental capacity to be able to overcome or be able to come to battles that you go through in the ultra distance races, you know.
Yeah. So the 31 marathons in 31 days to raise mental health awareness, are they all taking place basically like in the same venue, or are you going to kind of change it up a bit for each one, or?
Well, that being like said, like, I did them all like in Decatur County, you know, I did them all over here in Bainbridge, you know, I basically did them all, you know,
everywhere. This is actually already taking place then.
Yeah, I did. This was done last year. Yeah, that's in the record books, you know, that was one for the record books, because I mean this already been taking place, you know, and I struggled, I battled through that, man, and I you know I I just carried the people with me, man. Every step of the way, every person that, you know, I felt their pain. Still to this day, we still battle like a lot of mental health issues. We see it every day in society. You just look around, you know. And I carried that with me, man. I carried that heavily on my shoulders, and that's mainly one of the themes that kept me rolling. You know, I tracked that all my marathons. I got them all down, and I had, you know, I got every day I came out. You know, I went to work. I worked 9-10 hours a day. You know, I deal with family. I probably averaged like 2 hours of sleep per night. You know, some nights I didn't go to sleep. You know, it was, and I calculated and I figured it all up. I burnt like 155,000 calories in that single month. And people ask me what I was eating. They don't even know. Some days I wasn't even eating. You know, I was just so determined. I was just so focused. You know, like, and you know, and I worked. I don't know if you know about like hospitals. I was a surgical tech transporter. So, you know, I'm transporting patients around the hospital every day. So I average about six, eight miles just walking around the hospital, you know, pushing patients around, you know. And that was, I mean, it was just all by the grace of God, you know, that I was able to pull that off. And, you know, written out to this day, I have people ask me, hey, man, will you do it again? I said, yes, I'll do it again, but I definitely want to do it again under the same circumstances, you know. And you have to do it like that. So, you know, I had a lot of doubters. So I just pulled them all along, you know.
That's a pretty big feat. I mean, you know, most people are content with just running one marathon and, you know, and doing a couple each year, you know, and here you are, you know, you did 31 and 30 days or 31 days.
Yeah, 31, 31 days.
I can't imagine the amount of mental preparation and physical training that had to go into that, man. It just blows my mind. That's an amazing feat, brother.
Yeah, man. It was like, and actually, to tell you the truth, my youngest daughter was born like 2 weeks. She was born two weeks before that I started, you know. So here I go. I got a newborn baby and, you know, everything. I'm constantly battling, you know, marathons. I'm trying to spend a little time with family. You got a newborn baby, changing diapers, you know, get home, you know, marathon, back to work, you know, same cycle, you know, over and over again. You know, it was amazing. Like, I think the people that would support me, you know, and all the people were showing me all a little bit of cause. At first, people were like, hey, you know, this guy is crazy. You know, he's talking about doing this, and you can already look at, you know, the size of him. He don't fit the description of a runner. He's, you know, he got this, you know, he got all these muscles. He got long hair, you know, da da this, da da that. I'm like, hey, you know, that's my time to step up to the plate and prove him wrong, period, though. This is my time, you know.
Does your business need first aid, AED, OSHA, flagging, or other safety training? James Safety Services is your one-stop shop. Find them on Facebook today at James Safety Services WA and ask for a quote on hosting your training needs.
Yeah, and see, that's one of the things that we talk about a lot on this show is that, you know, support is a big thing. I mean, we talk a lot about community and a lot about, you know, social involvement with others, and that really goes a long way, and that really helps us push each other and push ourselves to continue to do things like this. You know, having that backbone, that support system is super, super important. And I think that also helps too to have doubters, because once you realize that not everybody's gunning for you, and some people want to see you fail, and some people think that you're going to fail, that just helps drive it home even more.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. That's absolutely correct. You know, and I see people, you know, like, you know, I got people that's constantly like really like in my inbox, they messaging me, they you know, and I have some, you'll be surprised, it's some professional like elite athletes, you know, they are, some of them sometimes they ask me, how did you get a on the run or run video? How did you get that? I mean, I earned it, you know, it's just hands down, you know. I earned that spot, you know. It's just How you got the all the attention? How you on the news, you know, for doing all this? I had to earn that, you know. It's like day one to about day 10, There was nobody believing in me. You know, it was just all like, oh, he's gonna give up. How you doing? How your body feeling? And all the while, I was just building up more momentum. You know, I was just using that as more fuel on the fire. Like I'm getting there. You know. I was just using that as more fuel on the fire.
I can imagine that was a pretty big fuel.
Yeah, it was, man. It was pretty big. So, you know, and I can remember times, you know, and me and my fiance, and I can remember like on day four, we was arguing and she wanted me to stop, and I was like, I'm sorry, I can't stop. I'm focused. I can't stop because I got to prove these people wrong. I got something to prove. I got people that need help out here, and I need to bring more away. And that's all I always want when I get interviews from podcasts, and I want to let people know of the struggle that I went through while I was battling that. You know, I have people, you know, it's like people applaud you at the end, but they don't know what you have to go through to get to that moment, you know, what all your battles you go through.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I mean, that's a big part of it. You know, a lot of people don't understand what things drive us and what things motivate us to do the things that we do. And, you know, for some of us, it's just to challenge ourselves. And you know, for some of us, it's like you want to bring awareness to mental health and getting the word out there to people that might not even be thinking about this issue in general because they're not faced with it at any point in their life, you know. And it's pretty important, I think, you know, for people to understand the many different things that motivate us to do the things that we do, especially something as,
yep,
you know,
that's right, correct,
as running these huge distances. And I think, like you said, you know, people only focus on the end, and it's kind of hard, you know, for some people, I think, to even fathom what it is that even started this, you know, and to get that, to get your name out there and to get, you know, to get the attention of all these, like you said, all these bigger name athletes that are like, you know, whoa, you know, why are you getting all this attention? Why are you getting all these likes and all this? You know, and I think, you know, that's important for them to realize that you got here because you pushed yourself, because you were driven by a passion to make people aware of mental health issues. And I think it's really important that people see that, especially the ones that only see, like you said, the people that see the end result. It introduces them to the issues that you're trying to,
yep,
put out there.
Correct.
And it helps them understand, hey, you know, maybe this is something I should think about. You know, I'm sure not all of them are going to think that, but at least you're getting the exposure out there to the people that that might not have thought about it and then actually want to help and do something about it in general.
Yep, you're absolutely correct. I mean, that's the end of the tale. That's the end of the tale. You know, that's the end of the tale. How much you willing to sacrifice? How much of your time? You know, what kind of commitment if you're willing to give? You know, you got to be willing to sacrifice and put yourself to the test. You know, and a lot of people, yeah. Like I said, they're in my inbox, and people, you know, they're looking at me and they're like, you know, well, you know, and I'm here just to make a statement on life in general. You know, I wanted to be somebody that's I know we're in a tough time right now in society, but I just want to be a person that can help, you know, change people's lives, you know, and show them that, was, if Harold can do it, you know, you can do it. You know, look what this guy went through. You know, look what he's went through. He's still, you know, pushing himself. You know, he come from a place where running, ultra running, or just running in general, it really don't exist. You know, people, you know, you got a little small cross-country team. Guys might do a little something because they forced to do it. But afterwards, after that, after life, it's no existence, you know. So, you know, hey, yeah. Got to give it up, you know. You got to.
That is very true.
So, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead, sir.
No, like I say, it was, and for me, like, it was, and I told a lot of people, you know, and I had a few of my buddies, you know, that I contacted, and we talked about it, his name was, I say his name, Lewis Coco. He's from Miami. He's the director of the Miami 100 race, we went over it, and he was like, man, well, Harold, you know, I don't care if nobody else believes in you, man. I believe in you because, you know, he's one of my, you know, buddies, and we have ran a couple hundred miles together, you know, so you kind of got that special bond with people, you know. You got a bond with marathoners, but it's a different kind of special bond with ultra marathoners, you know. That's a different kind of feeling, you know. When he gave me that belief in me, I was like, well, you know what, man, I'm going to just take it and I'm going to go with it, because at first I was just trying to figure out, you know, how can I do it? Because I did sit there and phantom on it for a little while, and I was constantly like, you know, hey, because I had one of my buddies, he had came with the idea. He was running, you know, he ran a marathon a day, but he used a treadmill, you know. And I consulted one of my other friends by the name of Greg Waddell, and he was like, no, that ain't gonna count, that ain't gonna cut it. You know, you're gonna have to make sure you track everything down, track every mile, and you're gonna have to do it all on foot. You know, so that was another big thing. So he said, once you start your first step, you're going to run 26.2 miles every time. So no treadmills, I don't care if it. And a lot of people understand, you know, this is in the month of May. So this ain't in the month of September, October, November, no cool weather. So in this, we talking about Southwest Georgia. So it's hot. I don't literally ran. It's raining, thunder, lightning, heat, you know, all the above, you know, and just suck it up, you know. And I'm working 9-hour shifts constantly, full-time father, you know, with kids, and just getting it done, you know. And I was, you know, and you can't do nothing to give it up for that, you know.
Yeah, that's such a huge, that's a full plate, man. Working, having having kids, being a father, doing the marathon. That's probably,
thank you.
that's a lot more work in 1 month than I would ever imagine putting in. And for that, man, you are totally, completely awesome.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much, man. I went back and researched a couple, and I made sure I kept, you know, I posted. You can go back on my page. I kept every run documented and everywhere I went. You know, it's all there. You know, for anybody that want to go back and research it, from day one to day 31, you know, it's all there. So, you know, I didn't cut no corners, you know. I did it all, you know, did it all to the dough, did it all, you know. And it was tiresome, but it was at the same time, it was well rewarding, you know, for me, you know, coming from who would ever expect me to do it, you know. But I done it, you know. I thank you for giving me this podcast, man. Thanks for giving me this, you know, this more exposure. This is what I need. And I had a guy, I just did a podcast interview last night, and we were just talking about that. And he was like, and people don't really know. That's, I want to bring more people aware, especially like people from my area, more aware to the love of ultra running sport, the sport of ultra running. It's a sport that it get downlooked it, you know, because he was asking me about it, and he was like, how can we get more people involved? I was just telling him straight up, I was just, you know, just get Harold Allen more involved, because I'm a person that I can relate to all different sorts of nationalities of people, you know. The more exposure I get, the more awareness it'll bring more to the ultra running sport. Ultra running, I think more people get involved with it, and it'll be more of a, it'll be a more of a bigger sport, you know.
Yeah,
that's just
definitely,
you know. So, you know, I just
definitely,
I always be grateful, you know, for pulling that off, 31 marathon, 31 days, you know. And
yeah.
I made a big thing. That's why I want to make a big announcement right now while we're on the podcast. We're going live. And I made a commitment, man. I say that I'm going to run a mile or better for the rest, for every day that I'm able to walk, for every day of the rest of my life, you know. I started with this, it started August 1st, you know. So, and it started with this guy, I don't know his name. I know his name, you know, it's Harvey Lewis. You know, he's a elite athlete. I call him elite because, you know, he's the winner of the Badwater 135. And he started with the, you know, challenge. You know, he challenged me. He challenged all his friends to run the August, you know, every day of August. But, you know, I was thinking about it. I wasn't feeling so good. I said, you know what, I'm just going to keep it going. You know, run yeah. every day for the rest of my life, man. You know, we'll see. You know, go see how I go. Yeah, I'm going to run it at least a mile for every day. So.
Like what you hear? Make sure and subscribe and review us on your favorite podcast platform. Be sure to find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you're using YouTube, please click the little red subscribe icon, then click the little bell for notifications of future episodes. And if you could, give us a thumbs up.
So, yeah, the big question on my mind for this 31 for 31 was, how many shoes did you go through doing that 31 for 31? Did you keep the same pair of shoes the whole time, or did you go through like, I don't know, like 6-7 pairs of shoes?
No, I only went through two pairs, you know, and I took a picture with them, and matter of fact, I still kept the two pair of shoes, you know. I kept them, you know. I wanted to get them framed, you know, because I got them brand new, you know, and I wore the same two pair of shoes, and I took a picture with them, and that's why when I show the pictures and I put them up on Facebook and stuff like that, that people can like see that the wear and tear I put on them shoes in just 31 days. You know, I ran like 16 marathons in one, then I ran 15 in the other. So I kept both of them. You know, I kept, because that was special, always special to me. I kept both pairs of shoes.
That's awesome.
You know, yeah. And that was pretty wild. You can look at the picture. I got them rid of my closet now, so I'll never get rid of them. So never get rid of them.
I can imagine. Yeah, there's no way. If it's that special to you, man, there's no way you should ever get rid of them. You know, and I can imagine, and you know, for future generations, you know, your kids, your grandkids, you know, they'll be able to look at that and say, man, you know, my dad or my grandfather was this amazing guy. He, you know, he did 31 marathons in 31 days. It's unfathomable to me that, you know, it's tough for me to motivate myself after, you know, after 6 miles, I think about, you know, these super long distances, you know, 100 miles or ultra marathons, you know, especially
yep.
the 31 for 31.
Go turn the one off. I'll give it to you. Go turn the one off.
Yep, that's right. Correct. Yeah, that's right. That's correct.
Yeah.
That is absolutely correct, man. It's a great, you know, responsibility for me to always remind them of the degree of pressure I was upon too. Like I had the family. You know, the kids, job, I did law and same time, you know, it's just getting it done.
Yeah, definitely a steep undertaking. So before we conclude, I wanted to kind of get back to the subject real quick of mental health, since it's such an important issue. I wanted to ask, do you have anything specific or anything in particular that you want your audience to take away from this? You know, what kind of point you
want
to get across to the listeners?
Well, you know, my point is to get across to the listeners is this. You know, it's a big world out there, you know, and people need help, you know. Don't be afraid, you know, to help your neighbor. You know, don't, regardless if it's just giving them a hand or, you know, talking to people, you know, and that's the biggest message, you know, because you can make somebody go into relapse or anything just the way you treat them. You know, you never know what a person going through, what issues they're battling. You know, don't be afraid to, you know, to speak to people or talk to them, you know. Don't be afraid, you know, because you never know who life you can change. You never know what a person going through. You never know what they're battling. know, be willing to give a hand, be willing to listen to them, be willing to accept what they're going through and encourage them that it can be better. It's okay. You know, they need someone to talk to, be a positive figure in their life, be a positive role model. You know, if we just try to bring out the best in all people, or see the best in all people. You know, that's one of the messages that I always leave with them. You know, just try to see the best in people, because you never know what people are going through in a time like this. And when it's mental health is a great issue right now in our world, in life, you know, and we just need to, as a world moving forward, you know, we just need to work with each other more and get to learn the fundamentals of each other and accept our difference. You know, because we battling, and the only way we're going to win this battle is we got to stick together. You know, we got to stick together and fight as one, not exactly. Against each other. So
exactly.
That's what I get
exactly.
The people. And support Harold Allen, you know, and support Harold Allen moving forward. And I'm going to keep doing what I do and keep inspiring people and, you know, just keep buckling up and, you know, keep inspiring, and hopefully, you know, I keep getting exposure like this from great guys like you as yourself, and hopefully the mist can get on out there and, you know, just give them they got any race, they got anything that they want, any kind of shout out, they inbox me or, you know, let me know, and I'll send a shout out to them, you know, because I'm just a normal, average, everyday working person, but I'm willing to sacrifice for others, you know. I'm willing to give to others so they can be understanding and accept others as well, and we can all accept each other. That's bottom line. That's all I'm giving.
Awesome. That is definitely so awesome. Yeah, man, we definitely need a lot more people in the world like that, man. It's such a crazy world we live in these days, and like you said,
yeah,
man, we all have to kind of come together and do it all as one rather than having all this divisiveness. So
yep, amen. Yeah,
so before we go, is there if anybody's interested in helping your cause out, how can we help out? I mean, do you have like a GoFundMe? I mean, we can obviously give a shout out on Facebook and stuff like that.
Yeah, I have a GoFundMe that's right now going, that's right now active on my GoFundMe account. I got a GoFundMe that's active right now. It's active on my GoFundMe. It's Harold Allen, you know, support Harold Allen running. You know, I really do need the support of, I do need the support, you know, of my fan base, of my followers. Like I said, I really appreciate it, because I want to do more. I want to travel the world. I want to help people all around the world, not just here, you know, locally. And I feel like that'll be a big boost and a big helper to support Harold Allen, you know, and, you know, just help him, you know, just support my GoFundMe account, and so I can travel the world. You know, I want to travel, and I want to help people all around the whole world, not just locally. I want to help people nationally. You know, I got a GoFundMe account that is active right now on Facebook, and it'll give me great, you know, I feel awesome, you know, just to have people to support me and help me out, and so I can do that, live that dream.
That's awesome. Cool. Well, Harold, we definitely appreciate you being on BeastNet today, man. Good luck to you in your future endeavors, and we'll be watching you on social media and we'll be tracking you and giving you some support, brother.
Yeah, thank you, man. I thank you for all the support, man. I really do, man. I appreciate this. I appreciate the podcast, man. Like I said, I got my race is next week at Wildcat 100, Pensacola, Florida, you know, and I thank you, man. I look forward to link this to my Facebook page, and thank you, man. Like I said, I got the GoFundMe account, and I'm just trying to help as many people I can possible, man. I can inspire people, man, because we need to work together as one, man, not divided, man. Only thing can conquer hate is love, man. That's all I can say. That's all I can give them. You know, I'm training hard. I'm working hard. Yes, sir.
Awesome. Cool, man. So, well, we definitely look forward to hearing from you in the future. And we'll shoot you a link as soon as we get the episode up, brother.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day, man. Thank you, man.
Hey, thanks, man. You too.
Thanks for listening to the BeastNet podcast. If you haven't done it yet, find us on Facebook. Like and share the podcast. give us a review on iTunes or Spotify. All these things will help to expand the show in the future. This show is brought to you by James Safety Services in partnership with Beast OCR. Don't forget to subscribe and let us know what you think and what you like to hear. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or at beastocr.com.